Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm talking with Fraser mission partner Louise Cardoso, who is planting a church in Glasgow, Scotland. And each day, I'll be asking him a question so we can get to know him a little better and learn about his ministry. All right. For our question today, I wanted to ask you if you have a life verse or favorite passage from Scripture, and if so, what is it and why is it significant to you?
Oh man, I do have. And one of the first verses in the Bible that I memorized and that really made a difference in a way that the Bible says that the Bible is alive and communicates to us all. And we know that. And what that means is that it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible is the only book that the author is with me when I read. And the author can actually explain what he meant and how that applies to my life today. And I remember when I became a Christian and I was reading the Bible, a lot of things didn't make sense. And I remember that on that time in Brazil, people would say, start on Genesis and go through the Old Testament. And I remember when I got to the whole names of families, I was like, wow, I don't remember the name of my grandparents. We were like, of course, I knew my grandparents, but not their parents. And we were a family that migrated to Brazil. And we were just my mom, my dad, myself, my siblings. And we didn't have... So I remember all that and then start to reading all those sacrifices and everything else. And then I remember a day that I was just reading through the Bible and I came to this verse, and it's Isaiah 58:11. And Isaiah 58:11, the word of God is really rebuking the people, and it's saying to people like, hey guys, you say you fast, but actually you fast to your own things. It's almost you are trying to bribe God. You are trying to pursue your own things. You are after your own heart. Like pretty much like nowadays around the world. Like, look, you don't fast to blackmail God, you know, or to bully God to do what I want. But, oh, you need to do with a whole heart, because what I want is people that do with their whole heart and passion. And then God starts to share what will happen when that moment where people pursue God by what he is, by who he is. He's God. That's it. That's the reward. There's nothing else that can even get close. And then he says, in the middle of a dark moment, he says this, and the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, and we will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. And for me, this promise, right in the middle of a desert, right in the middle of a very chaotic moment, in the middle of a rebuking moment, and God says, but guys, yes, I know things are tough. You mess it up. But when your heart turns to me, I will guide you. And it's the first time in my life that I understood that God is not a map. He's a tour guide that holds me on by my hand and say, let's do it. Not just you turn here, you turn there. I'll be from a distance enjoying them. No, no. He is right there with me. He will guide me. He will be with me every second of the way. And then that's the first promise. The second promise, very clear, is that he will provide. He will provide, satisfy our needs, even in a desert. Look, satisfy my needs in Glasgow, where we have supermarkets, where we have, you know, it's easy. Not easy, but you know what I mean. But to satisfy my needs when I'm in the desert, there's no credit card that makes any difference. There's no Lidl or Aldi or Walmart that will make any difference. On that day, people understand that actually, that's what we need. our provider. Not because he can provide, but because that's who he is. And he says, I'll provide your needs. I'll be there with you. I will give myself into your life. And the third promise that he says is that he will work on our structure. And well, that's amazing because God loves us to guide us. As he guides us on his will, he will provide. We have a phrase that we say a lot here in our church. When God orders the pizza, he pays for it. So God will guide you. And as he guides you, he will provide for you on his vision, on his way. As we go on that way, God is so merciful that he will work in our lives, in our structure. And he will change us from inside out. He will transform us in the image and likeness of his son. This is a demonstration of the gospel even before we have the New Testament. That is God saying, when I enter in your life, when there is repentance, when there is a changing of heart, there is guidance, there is, I'm guiding, I'm providing, and I'm working on your structure. You will mature. You will grow. You will develop a relationship with me. And what is the consequence of that? The consequence of that is the end of the verse 11. You will be like a well-watered garden. What is a garden that is well-watered? It's a garden full of life. You will be fruitful. You will be fruitful not because you have a lot of things, but because you are guided, provided, and God is working your life. When that happens, we become a better expression of his love to the world. And that is the text that is in my mind every day. I have in my office, I have in a lot of places, because that's his promise when I turn my heart to him.
Awesome. Thank you, Luis. What a great, great word on God's provision and guidance.